The operator of the Whyalla Steelworks in South Australia has blamed a glut of cheap Chinese-made steel for another round of job losses. Up to 250 workers will be out of a job in Whyalla as the state continues to deal with a jobs crisis. Steelmakers across the globe are under intense pressure with low prices and falling demand for their product. From South Australia, Tom Fedorovich reports.
Tony Abbott once said Julia Gillard's carbon tax would wipe Whyalla off the map. Instead, it seems a global oversupply of steel is threatening to send Whyalla to the wall. Ron Hay heads up Whyalla's Chamber of Commerce.
It's fair to say that it's not very good news on top of what we've received before. The feeling over the last probably 6 to 12 months with jobs that have been lost previously has produced an amount of negativity within the community of what does the future hold.
Miner Arium cut 600 jobs from an iron ore operation in South Australia's far north last January. The company, which owns OneSteel in Whyalla, says today's loss of 200 jobs and up to 50 contractors is part of a $100 million cost-cutting drive at the plant. 55 jobs went in October. Arium's director of steel is Steve Hamer. He says shrinking demand from China is to blame.
The steel business in Arium is under enormous pressure with the amount of steel being exported out of China. It's driving down prices all around the world. And steel companies around the world are having to take action to cut their costs accordingly, and we're no different.
Mr. Hamer believes the Commonwealth should step in and investigate the market.
We believe that a lot of the product that's coming out of China at the moment is actually being dumped, and we're looking for the government to enact its fair trading rules to give us some relief in that space.
Federal Industry Minister Christopher Pyne says the government would rely on an anti-dumping commission to police the steel market.
I have last week, in fact, announced tough new measures in the anti-dumping commission to give them more power and more teeth to make decisions around dumping. My attitude is that the Anti-Dumping Commission is there to stop Australian businesses from being injured.
He also referred to changes at the Port Kembla Steelworks in New South Wales. Workers there are voting to ratify an enterprise agreement which will see 500 jobs go and a freeze put on pay in exchange for the plant's survival, while the New South Wales government will defer payroll taxes to save the company $60 million. Ron Hay from Whyalla's Chamber of Commerce says more Australian-made components should be used in major government projects to try to ensure the survival of businesses like the steelworks.
We know that the Whyalla Steelworks here is a very good steelworks. Their quality is excellent. And that's something that, you know, we need to take into consideration, and we need to drive that message home very, very hard to the state and federal governments of the day.
Ron Hay ending Tom Fedorovich's report.